us, what should we do?
The third way.
The third way is dig for beauty. Try to understand the existing beauty and created beauty. Then try to create beauty inside you and outside. Dig and create the beauty that we do. Because beauty always leads towards what? Beauty starts with some magical stuff, we call it attraction, pulling together. Like the gravity, which is pulling together everything, that attraction will expand, and that's the shadow of love in this universe. Therefore, you should look for it. You should believe in it first. That's the first step. That was paragraph 2. The guy in the dream believed in that man. Paragraph 3, Rumi said, attitude. You have to change your attitude. There are two things that you should not do. First one is to look at the shortcoming, to be negative. He said, this is a logical attitude. Your brain had learned to be critical, to criticize whatever appears. Try to see the shortcomings. Let go of that. Because here, we are trying to lead you towards discovering the good stuff and letting go of the shortcomings. We'll see. Shortcomings was what? What is shortcoming? The subject of your brain. Your logic, your intelligence is always thinking about the shortcomings. What is missing? What could I have? Right? And what is the next word? What could I have?
More.
More. So the second attitude is the greed. Because logically you think more is better, don't you? Don't you think more is better?
Not always.
Never. Never is better. The best example is, you remember, imagine a good soup. Remember? A very lovely soup. A swimming pool full of this soup. Do you want to have a taste? Do you want to have a spoon? Is it good? You will lose your appetite forever. One of the tricks that when the children, they want something, they ask for ice cream, bring them 4 buckets of ice cream. They never want to hear about the ice cream anymore. That's what the logic tells. More is not good, is not better, not necessarily. Because more and less are quantities, we are talking about qualities. End of paragraph 3. Now you tell me what is the paragraph 4. Yes, meeting the Hakim means beginning of the path. Really, after that three paragraphs, we said, okay, let's walk. Let's look at you. The first thing is in you is your intelligence. Let me show you your intelligence. Your intelligence belongs to someone else. Have you created your intelligence? Have you created what you know or learned? we're from. Do you know? Any of you, do you have the slightest idea why, for example, you don't like the someone, let's say, why don't you like a very tall people? Do you know that? No way of going back when you were 3 years old and there was someone passing and you thought this is an important guy. The guy was silly, but you were 3 years old. And that was said, tall people are bad. And somehow you believed it, you put it somewhere, some accent here. You are full of prejudice and a lot of serious stuff you gathered around unknowingly. I mean, it's like, to me, it's like carrying a big box on your back in the street, and everybody is welcome to drop whatever box on you. You're just riding a bus. The music you're listening is delivering a message. You're in a very special mood, and that wording influences you. This is what it is all about. It's not you to begin with. Whatever you know is covered in the domain of rule. Amazingly, you are the exception. First of all, who are you? You. Who are you? Is there anyone like you in this universe? Could you find someone to say? Look at this fellow. He claims to be unique. But she's right. She is unique. Each of us are. Logically, there are similarities, rules. She will feed herself, she will sleep, she will do a lot of this stuff. But she is unique. Everything is unique. And where that uniqueness comes from? You want to say the unique situation and condition she was born and raised in? Wrong. Again, you're looking at the logical part of it. I'm talking about some part in that lady that no one could touch, not even intelligence. Is there such a thing? First of all, we have to imagine some special corner in that existence which no one could touch. Could we imagine that? Could you? Please do. Imagination is not difficult. Imagine, in that lady sitting there, imagine one corner of that existence is locked, closed to everyone, especially the intelligence. Could you imagine that? Did you? Do you promise not to forget that? Because that's the most important part of that lady. And we have a very lovely long story about it. The story goes like this. Once upon a time, this lady was not a lady, was a piece of dirt, nothing. God mixed it with a little bit of water, made the statue like this, put it in the sun to bake, and waited. Very long wait. Then what happened during that long period of time? How we know God had this protege who liked very much, and that protege wanted to see what's inside her. Do you remember the name of that protege? Why was that one protege of God?
Knowledge.
That's Satan. The protege of God is Satan.